Welcome to the Momming with Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hargrove. On this show, I help moms discover Jesus in their motherhood. I hope this show encourages you in your mom journey. Enjoy the message. Tonight's message is titled The Path. The Path. And this title came from these couple of verses in Proverbs 4. So I'm going to read it to you today. Several verses. And it says this: My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths. When you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines even brighter until the full light of day. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get distracted. Keep your feet from following evil. I feel like these verses just are so strong and so powerful. And the word or concept that keeps coming to mind is the path. The path that we are following, the straight path, the safe path, focusing and walking down the paths of God. And today we're talking about the path. We are all on a journey here to grow closer to Jesus, right? All of us here. Because why would we be on a group called Mommy with Jesus, right? So we're all on this path. And the truth is that this path isn't easy, okay? There are many ups and downs and rounds, right? I mean, we've talked about this. We know this. But this verse really spoke to me. And specifically this sentence in the verses I just read. This sentence that says, the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines even brighter until the full light of day. As you follow God and his ways, the future before you only gets brighter. And hey, I know that there may be seasons in your life, maybe even right now, where you might ask, okay, well, how can this situation get brighter? And I get it, because that's a valid question in the midst of dark times. But the truth is God is the God of good and of light, not of evil and darkness. God can take any situation you face and he can brighten it before you. And that is just the truth. And as I read these verses in Proverbs, the idea of path really stuck out to me. There are many paths before each of us, guys. There are many paths that lead somewhere, but not every path leads to life and joy, salvation, freedom, healing. In Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. Okay, that sounds intense, right? But think about it. There have been times in my life, and I'm assuming in yours too, maybe. There have been times in my life, and I'm assuming yours too, where I went down the wrong path. Whether it be the path of toxic relationships, maybe path of substance abuse as you're trying to fill the holes of your heart, maybe unforgiveness or isolation, who knows what? I don't know the different paths. But I know the ones that I went down, and I realized looking back, like, that was not the path for me. We don't find ourselves in these paths magically. We all take steps to get where we're at, whether for good or for not so good. But what if God is telling us today that there is a path of light before you, a path that he has set before you that only leads to his light? And then you know what the truth is, and I've experienced this in my life many times, is that he can redeem all of our wrong paths, okay? He can redeem our past, our bad decisions, our traumas, our hurts, our mistakes, the times that we fell victim to unfortunate circumstances, all of it. All of us here have probably stepped foot on a path that is not so great, including myself. And man, God is so faithful to redeem it, to pull us out, to say, hey, come back this way. Like, sweetie, like, that's not where we need to go. And sometimes we listen the first time and sometimes we don't, right? But my point is that he redeems even those times. Following his path doesn't always mean it's perfect with no negative circumstances, but following his path leads to light until the full light of day. And knowing this,
Would you follow his path? Or would you stay on the path that feels too familiar to leave, even when it's zapping the life out of you? For me, I made the personal decision to follow God's path in the summer of 2008. That is a long time ago. I can't believe that. I feel like that was the other day. And since then, though, I have never looked back. Okay. Has life been easy? No, not at all. Have I been perfect? No. But walking with Jesus and choosing to follow his path, and after the year of 2008, I feel like I could finally see the light, the hope, the goodness of God in every situation. His path brings stability and hope, peace and joy, strength and overflowing love, and so much more. And so I'm asking you today, will you walk with me down his path, the straight path, tonight as we continue to follow Christ more and more? And tonight we're going to talk about 3 points. The first one is the straight path. The second one is guard your heart. And the last one is plan and focus. Okay, so let's get in this again, right? Let's talk about our first point, which really came from this verse in Proverbs 4, and it's the straight path. And when we hear the term straight path, and it might possibly make you a little nervous at first as you reflect on maybe what you perceive as your inability to be perfect and stay perfectly on course. You might think like, the straight path, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can do this. It's too much. But what if the straight path is not about perfection? Not about not falling off a little bit, but simply about taking this journey day by day, one step at a time, as you walk alongside Jesus himself. What if there was a map to help you along the way, rather than trying to figure it all out yourself? What if there were others you could lock arms with on this journey through life together? It's truly not as intimidating as you might have thought before. And maybe in the past, you had others hit you over the head with the Bible, pressure you. Maybe you had someone in the past tell you to get right or get left. Or maybe someone scared you when they told you, hey, get sanctified or chicken fried, okay? Or maybe tell you that God's going to slam dunk you to hell if you aren't perfect while they themselves are diving into sin. Or maybe you've had bad church experiences that made you feel inadequate as a Christian. I don't know what made you feel scared of this path, but God wants to turn that around today and provide comfort for your heart, give you a new perspective. Rather than imagining God is sitting up in heaven, staring down at you, just waiting for you to mess up, just sitting like this, oh, you better get it right. Oh, you messed up again. All right, you're out. You're out this time, bro. So many times we almost feel like that is how God is in our heart or in our perception of him. But rather, imagine God next to you. Imagine him not waiting for you to mess up, but right next to you, holding your hand and saying, here, this is the straight path. Let's walk together, friend. How would it make you feel if you knew that Jesus wasn't just way up there looking at you, waiting for you to mess up, but instead he is with you, holding your hand, saying, hey, let's go this way. All right, now we're going this way. Follow me. I'm holding your hand. I'm not letting you go. How would that make you feel? I hope that you feel comforted in this perspective, in this truth, because that is truly the heart of God. And look at what this verse says in Psalms 119, 105. It says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Let's say it again. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. This is our map. The idea that I shared earlier, the map that I'm referring to is the word of God. It is literally the very thing that shows us where to go. It shows us the path to take, which steps to follow. God doesn't want us walking around as aimless and confused Christians. We can have faith in God. We can sing the prettiest songs and we can be in love with him because obviously we love Jesus, but we can still be aimless and confused if we don't realize the importance of God's word in our life. You can be a Christian, But when you experience the power of God's word, it says it will guide your feet and be the light to your path. Without God's word, you're just like, I love Jesus. I'm aimless and confused, but I love him. I love him. It is so powerful to allow the map, the word of God, to be the one that guides you. He has a guide for us to follow that always ensures the brighter future. His word, did you know it gives us literal instruction? It gives us guidance. It gives us counsel, encouragement. It gives us practical and spiritual principles to follow. It gives us advice about money, relationship help, business insight. You know, there's business aspects in the Bible. It has parenthood wisdom. Did you know that there's wisdom in the Bible for our about discipline, about leading our children, and so much more? The Bible isn't just these confusing stories. It's not. It has everything we need. And the truth is we can look all around right now. We can hear many other people's thoughts and opinions on TikTok and Instagram. This, but you can go to Barnes and Nobles. You can go to the like spiritual section and find all kinds of books. And a lot of them are great. Great books. Nothing wrong with reading great books. But the truth is that some of them might lead you astray if you don't know the foundation of the Word of God. And so many times, rather than looking in the source itself, the Bible, we trust in other people's and humans' ideas, and we create this Picasso image with all this info we gather. We take something from here, from here, from here, from here. This is how I'm going to live my life. Because like, whoa, like, hold on. Actually, this word right here, my Bible, I actually gave you the game plan right here. This will really, really give you some guidance. And it's supposed to lead you to a brighter future. Truthfully, the Bible makes it so simple. It does have answers. It has what we're looking for. And it shows us the straight path to take and how to walk in that. Do you realize that? Again, that doesn't mean we can't supplement our faith with other great books, with other great mentors and spiritual leaders. Those are all edifying. But if we have those without the core, then it's fleeting. We need the foundation. We need the core of God's word. And then we can supplement our faith with trusted sources, if that makes sense. In Matthew 7, 13 through 14, it says this: you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and the gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. That's a really sobering verse. When I've read it before, I almost get scared, like, oh God, I need to be on that narrow path, but sounds kind of hard. This verse can be intense, but what we have to realize is that the masses, they choose every other path than God's. They choose every path but the straight path. The straight path truly isn't always easy, but it is the only path that leads to life, fulfillment, freedom, love, and most importantly, eternal life. Many live for instant fulfillment, which is why they choose the broad path of self-gratification and what feels right in the moment. But the straight path requires sanctification, humility, discipline, and devotion. And think about it, in the same way that we guide our children, we discipline them, we have boundaries, say, hey, we go this way, honey, don't cross the street without holding my hands. We don't talk like that. Let's say nice words. We're guiding them. We're disciplining them. Hey, you're not going to have showtime today if we're going to be disrespectful. I don't know what your examples are, but we give them discipline. We guide them. We show them the way to go. We protect them with boundaries. In the same way we do that for our kids, to protect and to bless them, is the same way that God's word leads us. It's ultimately for our good. It's out of a heart of love, and it's for the brighter future. It's not to withhold good from us, fun from us, fulfillment, but rather if we realize that in the word of God is our fulfillment. And so the straight path, right? Let's move on, guys, to our second point, and that is guard your heart. So as we read at the very beginning, we read several verses in Proverbs 4. One verse stood out to me as well that showed me is very important when it comes to walking down the paths that God has for us. And it's Proverbs 4:23. And it says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Did you realize that your heart has the power to determine the course of your life? Which means the path that you follow. So what is in your heart matters, because it will determine your thoughts, your choices, your actions, your words, and your future. If our heart is filled with unresolved bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, past trauma, anger, hurt, all the junk that life will inevitably throw our way, it will affect us. All of our hearts here equally have the opportunity to have these things poured into it throughout the years, because throughout our years, because life is life, right? None of us here are going to be able to go through life without the opportunity to be so mad and bitter. Those are natural emotions. Without the opportunity to have to forgive someone that hurt you tremendously, without the opportunity to slander and gossip, like all of these opportunities are there. But what we do with it is what matters, okay? We are the ones in charge of guarding our hearts. Did you know that? God isn't like, okay, like I'm the one. God literally says, hey, whoa, whoa, you guard your heart, girlfriend. We are our heart's gatekeeper. We are the ones who say, yes, come on in, or hey, get out of here. But if we choose to be passive and leave the door wide open, just like whatever, for anything to come in and anything to go out, we will fall victim to our path being compromised, if that makes sense. We get to choose what stays, what goes. We get to choose what heals, what comes in, and all that fills our heart. And we also have the choice to heal from our past. There are many people who choose to heal, and then there are many people who choose to stay in the darkness of life. And tell me if you agree, but I feel like we can almost tell whose heart is full of light and whose heart is full of darkness. Not because those people aren't good. All of us have been filled with the goodness of God. There's no shame going through dark times. We will all face these times at one point or another, but again, it's what we do with it. And I've met people who have overcome the craziest things, the craziest dark times, and their heart is just flooded with goodness and love. And there's other that I know that are even close to me that I just long for them to choose healing. I long for them to choose to deal with the matters of their heart so that they can live this life of light. And it breaks my heart when people choose to stay in the darkness, right? But look at what this verse says in Psalms 139, 1:23-24. It says, "Oh Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. Search me, oh God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." This verse is showing us that we can come to God even with the vulnerable parts of our heart, and we can ask him to rid us of anything that's not life-giving so we can continue down the path, the straight path. And one thing we need to realize when we are thinking about our heart is this: it can be deceitful. Did you know that? That phrase that you might hear sometimes that says, girl, just follow your heart. Did you know it's not biblical? Or is it a safe motto to follow if we're being honest? Why? Because our heart is deceitful. Our heart is filled with our emotions, and emotions can be crazy if we're being honest. Emotions were given to us by God and they are not our enemy. But if we follow every emotion we get and believe them to be true, we'd probably be insane. How many times have your feelings, your emotions led you astray? You go to the store, you think someone's looking at you like, oh my gosh, they were like totally judging me. And really they were just spacing out and staring at you, not realizing they're staring at you. I mean, that's just one silly example. But how many times have our emotions led us down a wrong path or led us astray? Maybe in high school with these lame boys we dated, you know, our emotions were everywhere, or friendships as you felt a certain way and created drama for no reason. Or maybe in marriage where you're feeling overwhelmed and projected on your loving husband, and who knows what, I don't know. Our emotions can lead us astray. But the point is we're not called to follow our heart. We're not. The Bible does not say follow your heart, but rather it says guard it. It says guard your heart and protect it. And if you think I'm making this up, look what Jeremiah says, Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10. It says, the human heart is the most deceitful of all things. Now that's crazy. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives, and I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. So when I read this too, it shows me that what's in our heart will be shown in our actions. What is in our heart will be seen for the world to see, will be heard, will be witnessed. And what is in our heart matters, and our heart can deceive us. So we have to not let it lead our lives, but rather we guard what comes in and what goes out. So guard your heart. Hello, beautiful souls. This community thrives on shared stories, laughter, tears, and the strength that we draw from God's word and each other. As we navigate the symphony of motherhood together, our mission is to uplift, support, and empower every mom listening. To keep our sanctuary vibrant and accessible, we are reaching out for your support. Whether you want to become a monthly supporter or by giving a one-time donation of the price of your favorite latte, your generosity helps us continue to bring content that touches the heart, nurtures a soul, and strengthens our faith and fellowship as moms. If our conversations have been a companion to you in your moments of need, joy, or reflection, consider contributing to our cause. Just visit laurenahargrove.com and find the support tab. It's quick, simple, and your support means the world to us and to mothers everywhere. Thank you for being a part of our journey, for sharing your highs and lows, and for mommy with Jesus. Now let's return to today's episode. And ending with our last point is plan and focus. So Proverbs 4, this is, again, the Proverbs that we read at the beginning of our message today. And I'm taking out these two verses. And it says this: look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get distracted and keep your feet from following evil. And when I read this verse again, it shows me that we have a part to play in our journey. We are called, if you will, to plan and focus if we desire to stay on the straight path. What is our plan if we are to stay the course? It is to create a plan to follow. I will, for example, you know, what does that look like in practical life? Okay, so we're talking about planning and focus. We want to mark out a straight path for our feet so that we don't get distracted. So could it be that God is saying, hey, what's your plan, girl? You know, so you want to follow me? Let's do this. I want to walk with you. What is the plan that will help me stay focused on Christ? It could look like connecting with the life-giving church and getting planted. Or I'm going to choose to read my Bible, even if it's just 5 minutes a day. Or maybe I will take time to talk to God through prayer, whether in the morning, at night, while I do dishes, through journaling, I'm going to pray. Or maybe I will find life-giving friends to seek Jesus with. I'm going to get on that Mommy with Jesus group, connect, make friends. It's going to be great. Or maybe it's, I'm going to surrender to God the things in my life that are no longer life-giving. I'm going to trust Him to fill those areas of my heart. Or maybe it's, I will ask God to help me stay away from temptation and evil and just to follow His ways. And as we do these simple things, it says, don't get distracted. It says, don't get distracted. And Lord knows it is easy to get sidetracked, right? We might pick up our Bible and then we say, well, let me just check my notifications real quick. Before you know it, you're scrolling. Before you know it, 30 minutes goes by. And then the time that you were able to read is up, distracted. Or we plan to go to church, but then we decide, well, let me get an oil change today because I really, really need it right at 11 o'clock on Sunday. And we think, well, that's the best idea. Or maybe we're ready to grow closer to Jesus, but then life gets a little easier. And then we're like, oh, we'll put it on the back burner until life gets hard again. We get sidetracked. And the truth is we all have been there. But this will create an inconsistent connection with God that will only disservice ourselves. It will end up sending us on a loop of highs and lows. And then we wonder why life can be so frustrating when all along, if we just stayed the course, we would see that God made the crooked path straight, that He would level out the hills and the valleys, There is power in staying the course and staying consistent. There is power in bringing structure to your relationship with God and implementing a plan that will help you focus on doing so. In the same way that we plan everything else in our life, and we are women here, we are mothers. So what does that look like? We have to plan everything if it is going to happen, right? What are we going to make for dinner? We're going to plan who's taking the kids to school. What are we doing this weekend? What birthday parties are we attending? We have to plan out new bedtime routines to just get our kids to sleep and stick to it. Homeschool lesson, date nights, we got to be intentional with that. Movie nights, all kinds of things. We're going to the park, we need snacks. I got to plan for this stuff. And we make intentional plans to stay on the straight path for these different things so that we can stay on top of it. For laundry on Monday, I'm going to do laundry, right? But how much more important is it to think of intentional ways to stay on the path with Jesus? The truth is we make time for what we see as important in our life. And Jesus is more than just someone we call to in times of need. He's a real person. He is 100% human, 100% God. He is a real person to have a relationship with and to live our life for. Do you realize this? Like the idea of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Like I tell Jesus in my prayer, I'm like, dude, I will live my life for you, man. Like you saved me out of darkness. The least I can do is live for you, give you my heart and give you my praise and my gratitude for what you've done for me. That he is he's real, you know? And as we grow in our relationship and devotion to Christ, know this too, that your children are always watching and they will follow the life that we lead. As we grow in our relationship and devotion to Christ, invite your children in. Let them see you as you choose to worship him daily and watch them begin to learn and watch their curiosity begin to grow and watch their little relationship with Jesus begin to grow as well. And you'd be surprised how quickly they follow. And the curiosity, I love that about children and my children when I have my times with Jesus or I invite them like, hey guys, do y'all want to worship? Hey guys, like, let's read your Bible, these different things. Like they begin to get curious. They begin to ask. We're driving in the car now, right? They're like, mommy, did God make that tree? I'm like, well, yeah. Did God make that building? Well, and so I explain, well, like he made the materials to make the building and people made the building. And they begin to have their own thoughts about God, their own understanding about God. And they ask questions because they are curious about this God that we are making visible in our lives by whatever means we do, right? You are leading your children down the straight path towards Jesus as you follow him too. In Psalms 25:4, it says, show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. I mean, doesn't that sound so simple? How many times have you had a situation in your life and you're like, God, like, which way do I go? And right here it says, God, point out the road for me to follow. He wants to. He's got you. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. And ending on this last verse, Philippians 3:13-14, it says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. And I end on this verse because it just encourages us to know that this race isn't easy. We might be sweating. We might be tired. We might be needing water. We might want to just stop. How many times have you gone running? It's like, dude, I'm so done. Like, I do not want to run anymore. Ew. And it's saying, I'm going to just press on to the end of this race to receive the heavenly prize. That this path you're taking may not always be easy, but there is a prize at the end. Eternal life, a heavenly prize that all of your tears and your sweat and your sacrifice and your surrender, everything that you give to God, that you give for your family, the devotion that you raise up to Jesus is worth it. It is worth it. And so today, guys, we talked about the path. We talked about the straight path and how it's not easy. But it is a beautiful path to take as he fulfills our heart. We talked about the importance of guarding our heart, that it is our job to filter what comes in and what goes out, because ultimately it determines the course of our life. And we ended with the concept of planning and focus, of being intentional in our pursuit of Christ, to not get sidetracked, but to stay on the course by planning and focusing even our devotion to Christ. And so with that being said, I pray that today's message reached your heart exactly where you needed to hear it. I pray that God spoke to you in specific ways that only you needed. And so if you're here today too, and you heard this message, and at the end of it all, you're like, okay, yeah, like I want to walk with Jesus. I want to go down this path. I've been through many different paths and I've realized like those were not for me. I want to walk with Jesus. I'm done going back and forth. I'm done playing games. But maybe today you're saying, Jesus, maybe for the first time, I'm ready to hold hands with you. I'm ready to surrender to you, Jesus. I'm ready to say yes to you and say, you know what? Will you finally be the Lord of my life and the savior to my soul? Save me from myself. Save me from my sins. Save me from all of this, all of my past. And you're ready to say yes to Jesus. So that's you. I want to pray with you. And I encourage you tonight to say a prayer, just you and God, and invite him into your heart. It reminds me of when I did that in 2008. No one led me to this prayer, but I remember just having this overwhelming feeling, just me and Jesus at church, surrounded by all these people. No one was at the altar. I was in tears and I walked to the altar, got on my knees. No one, they weren't doing any prayer call. And I just got on my knees broken before. I said, God, I'm ready. I am ready. I need you. I get chills thinking about this. I said, come into my heart. I'm ready to walk this life with you. And that was such a pivotal moment in my life and my walk with Jesus that I will never forget. And sometimes it's those simple prayers that you don't have to have the right words or the perfect prayer, that you just talk to him and say, God, let's do this. And it will be life-changing. And so I'm going to pray for you. God, I thank you for these women here. And I just pray that you would just show us which path to take. That God, we want to walk with you. We want to hold hands with you. We are tired of trying to figure it out on our own. We are tired of trying to go down these paths that always end up leading somewhere else than we preferred, God. But we just want what you have for us, that you have the straight path for us that only shines brighter until the full light of day. And so God, we're ready. We surrender to you. And I pray that for all of these women here, that you would be the Lord of their life and the savior to their soul. And I thank you for these women. I thank you for our children. I thank you for your love and your faithfulness. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you found encouragement today. I'd love to connect with you. You can find me by following Lauren A. Hargrove on Instagram or Facebook. And before you go, can you do me a favor and leave a rating and review for this show? I would greatly appreciate it, and it would help other moms better find the show too. With that, thank you for being a part of our community today, and until next time.